the anus.
You really like that word, don't you? I don't want to talk about
the anus.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You really like that word, don't you?
Thank you very much.
Fine.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. G-U-O coming up in just a few minutes. Gross us out.
Oh, I thought it was G-Y-O. Gross you out.
No, gross us out.
I'll
we're all in
now.
Here together.
Okay.
Buzz has his pen in hand. He's going to write down the gross out stories. You know, this could be anything, whether it happened to you, whether you ate something, where you saw somebody do something, you saw somebody that looked like something. This is really to take advantage of what they do on the Discovery Channel, it seems now, every single night.
It's fun.
It's an exercise in storytelling.
Yes, it is. And Verminators was, I was a little disappointed because I tuned in just to see as many bugs as I could.
Right.
And it only got good when they went to the house that was infiltrated with the bed bugs.
Now, what is technically vermin? Vermin can be rodents, too.
Vermin is, sure. They had a little segment on rats. They had a segment on cockroaches, of course. But the bed bugs in this house, it was the grossest thing I've ever seen.
Wow.
Because bed bugs.
Crazy bed bugs.
Yeah, you know, the cockroaches will, you know, will. I think they can bite occasionally, but really
right.
they go for food that's left
right.
around.
Yeah.
The rats kind of do the same thing.
Uh-huh. And rats are scared of people.
And they're scared of people. Right. Bed bugs feast on people.
That's right.
They're in the bed, literally.
The bed bugs are in the bed, and these people had brand new mattresses that they had actually wrapped up with plastic,
mm-hmm.
and the bed bugs had gotten in between the plastic and the mattress, and you saw where all the dead ones had coagulated.
How big
down
is
at the
a
bottom.
Bed bug?
Boy, you know, it was hard to tell with the
like
perspective they had on the show.
Head of a pin, isn't it?
Some of the little ones that you see, that you can't really see them that well, but there were other ones because they were engorged
with blood.
Your blood. Before we get to your calls for Gross Us Out, here is your clue for, I got to play it again.
Where in the world is Matt?
We remember Matt the Jew. Today's hiding from you, but if you rise to the top, this game you will stop. And you'll be bursting with pride when you do. That is our clue for Where in the World is Matt Goldstein. Good luck.
Where in the world is Matt Goldstein?
Yeah.
That's
good. Tight, baby.
Thank you very much.
We're not going to get Matt on the phone?
Not this time, no.
Okay.
Really?
Let's actually keep the show moving today. let's get right to your calls for Gross Us Out.
Yeah.
Let's go first to Nevada. This is Mike. The way this is going to work, we're not going to have finalists. But we will put you to the side
mm-hmm.
if we think you're a good gross-out call.
In our holding pen.
And the winner will receive either cash money mm-hmm. or two tickets to the Nationwide Series 250 at Richmond International Raceway this Friday. Is that this coming Friday that race is? Because why do I think that was last week?
I think it's this Friday if it's still in your prize folder.
All right. I think that's I don't
we're still
attention.
Going, aren't we?
I don't know me the races,
well,
so I'm not
whether
sure.
it's on or not, you're getting tickets.
Well, it's the only prize I have in my prize book, so that's what you'll get. Let's get Mike on the phone from Nevada. Mike, you're on the big show. Gross us out.
Hey, Mike. Nice to talk to you. I listen to you guys all the time.
Thank you very much, Mike.
I actually own a pest control. I do pest control for my business.
Yes, you're a verminator.
Yes, I am.
Very good.
But my grocery out story has nothing to do with that. It was back a long time ago when I was in the military, and as a kind of a joke and in basic training, if one night at dinner we got to get there was hot dogs involved, we take a hot dog back to the barracks and.
Were you able to eat it when between the times you were saying, oh, were you able to eat the hot dog? Please get to the point, Mike.
Okay. Somebody in the barracks is sleeping at night, and
right.
you take the
hot dog.
Kind of, I'll keep it clean. And you got to have a camera involved, and then you would take a picture of somebody.
I can't stand any more of that.
So
I'm sorry.
The hot dog.
You know
terribly
what I
sorry.
Earlier?
I think they did it to another Marine.
Right.
It's an exercise in storytelling.
Yes. It was an exercise, all right.
Let's go. I love this name. This is Twiz in Maryland.
Sure.
Twiz. Twiz, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Gross us out.
What's popping, fellas?
How you doing?
We are.
All right. I got a website for you that's going to make you puke for real.
Now, do we want to take websites or
no,
do we want
we need
the stories?
Stories from real life is
Twiz,
what we need.
Twiz, I would rather have a personal story than like a website that we go to because, you know, that's just a little more authentic that way.
A little more authentic. But I'm telling you, we'll write it down anyways and go on your personal time, even if I don't win.
All right.
Tell us off the air.
Off the air, we'll take it from you, Twiz. Let's go to Ben in Maryland. Ben, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Gross us out.
Mike, how are you guys doing?
Well, just fantastic. Ben, how are you?
Never better.
I'm doing very good. My story, if you want me to start with it, is It was happened to do with the birthday party and a whole bunch of friends taking me out.
Okay, now we're talking. Okay. Yes, let's
What's
hear it.
What's the gross thing?
So we actually went out to one of those like Japanese steakhouse, like a Benihana place.
Very good.
Drank lots of sake, lots of tequila.
The gross thing, please.
Okay.
Buzz, why are you getting so impatient? Buzz has lost his patience.
So, needless to say, so after we stuff our face and they stuff alcohol into me, I have to go to the bathroom and before we went out, and I'm at the urinal going to the bathroom, and all the lovely food and drink I just ate, I projectiled all over the urinal and on the floor.
A little too long for that story, but thank you, Ben. We appreciate the call. Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry you took too long getting to the point. Mm-hmm. Mr. Burbank was getting impatient. Let's go to Ed in Maryland. Ed, gross us out.
Yeah, Buzz is getting impatient.
Hothead that he is.
Ed, go ahead.
Gentlemen, so I wake up after sleeping in too late from being hungover. I get put to a sound. I open my eyes, and my dog is taking a poop right next to my head.
That's strong.
Simple. We're going to put you on hold. You know, you don't have to go any further than
that. Thank you.
Very good. Did you praise the dog after that? That's Ed in Maryland. Let's go to... Yes, go ahead,
guys. When we get him back, we'll need to know what breed of dog it was. Because, you know, Chihuahua versus Rottweiler, it changes the story.
Let's go to Jim in Virginia. Jim, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, back in college, I had a roommate who didn't like to use the refrigerator. And so he would eat a half a can of ravioli. And so... one day he came in, pulled the half can after it had been sitting on the shelf for a couple of days, had that little crust film on it.
Uh-huh.
He looked at it, took his fork, poked it into the rest of the ravioli, swirled it up, and started eating.
I like that story, Jim, but someone who has lived in a house of males during my college days...
yeah.
That's not gross at
I
all
can
to
top
me.
That.
I've seen worse than that.
That's right.
I'm not going to go so far as to say I've done worse than that, but maybe I have.
Loaded with preservatives. I'm sure that was fine.
Don't you find that, like Chef Boyardee ravioli or any of the SpaghettiOs, those type of things, so many preservatives that you could actually do that, open the can, and kind of just let it stick?
I used to keep it in the yard. I had it in a planter.
Keith from Virginia, you're on the show. Keith, come on now. Step it up. Gross us out.
My senior year, we were on a... spring night, we were sitting outside our fraternity late at night, just giving the business to our rival fraternity, which was having the spring formal. And the biggest stain in that fraternity comes staggering out, sits up on the 4-foot-high brick wall. His lovely date comes out, standing on the ground, in between his knees, looking lovingly into his face. She says, "Kiss me." He leans down and projectile vomits.
Okay. All right. I'm not sure. What do you think? That's gross. But we have to remember that's where the sensors get into this a little bit.
Yeah. And you know what? I mean, vomit is vomit.
And just because it's, it went from point A to point B, I'm sorry. I got to give you that one on that one. But thank you very much. Let's go to Mason. Chrissy from Virginia. Chrissy, you're on the show. Gross us out.
Come on, Chrissy.
Hi, Mike and all you guys. How are you?
We're doing good. This definitely falls under the category of be careful what you ask for.
Right.
Go ahead, Chrissy. What's your story?
I used to be a restaurant manager, so I feel with you, Mike, you know, being in the restaurant.
Yes, I used to be one, too.
A restaurant manager out in Santa Barbara, California, at a high-end department store that has a restaurant.
Wow.
And it was a hangout for homeless people because we had 25-cent coffee. They would come in and get free refills of 25-cent coffee. Well, one of my usual customers came in.
25-cent coffee. I was giving you a whoop for that.
Oh, sorry. I didn't hear you. So he came in, and along with his coffee, he asked for a large glass of water.
Uh-huh.
I gave it to him. He sat down at the table.
Uh-huh.
He took off his socks.
Oh.
He washed them in the water.
Oh.
He wrung them out back in the glass.
Oh,
it gets more. It gets better.
Okay.
He put them back on his feet.
Uh-huh.
He drank the water.
Chrissy, I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Like,
thank you much.
Oh, man. It was bad enough when he took the socks off in the first place.
She reminded me of a GUO that I have to share.
Oh, really?
When I was checking at Safeway in college, and we also had a large contingency of people that lived on the street. It was Richmond.
Right.
And near the college campus. And one guy came in once and paid for something with a dollar that he took out of his shoe. And I swear I could have wrung the dollar out.
The loader?
My drawer smelled like foot. For a 6-hour shift. It was horrible.
Very good.
Even
all right.
when I turned it into the office, the drawer still smelled like foot.
So you didn't take the man home, huh?
No. I met him. I took him, and I put him in the dorms.
That was back in Rob's charitable days.
Yeah,
let's go
right.
to Chris in Idaho. Joe, you're killing me with these locations. Chris from Idaho.
Hey.
You're on the show. Gross us out, Chris.
Hey, Mike. I was on a six-hour flight to Hawaii. 2 hours in, a guy's colostomy bag broke.
Oh, all right. Oh, my God.
Cover up the smell. They start spreading coffee grounds all over. And then people started puking, same thing, coffee grounds on it. Very, very nasty.
Thank you, Chris. You're a finalist.
That's a good one.
The bag broke. Oh, my God.
2 hours in.
Seth from, where are you from, Seth?
I'm from Leesburg, Virginia. Hey, Mike, I love the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Well, gross us out, Seth. What do you got for us? Can you beat a colostomy bag exploding on a plane?
A Hawaiian colostomy
bag. I don't know.
This
is pretty good.
Okay.
I used to be a police officer in Arkansas. One of my buddies, he arrests this woman. She's huge, fat, drunk, slobby. You know, she's just a real pain. And we're at the booking station, and she's sitting there on the bench, and he notices that she's eating shredded chicken out of a plastic Ziploc bag.
Okay.
You know, and this girl was searched, you know, supposed to be a secure facility, and he's like, "Where'd you get that from?" And she demonstrated she had pulled it out of one of her enormous fat rolls. She had it stuffed somehow between her ginormous fat rolls on the side of her body. It was one of those disgusting things. She was eating the shredded chicken from her fat rolls. I mean, it was wrapped in plastic, but still.
Yeah, see, then that's the thing. I don't know. What do you think? The wrapped in plastic part.
Best served warm.
It really would have been better if she had the whole chicken there without plastic.
And we could not take it.
You know,
I had to leave the room.
Who knows?
Oh, but warm
it'd
that way.
It would be much better if you could see this woman. I mean,
what do you think, gentlemen? Finalists for this guy?
It doesn't measure up to the predecessor.
Yeah, you know, fantastic. We did enjoy it. Seth, that was a good story. Not thick enough, though. You know, you can't put it up against the bag on the Hawaiian flight.
Yeah.
I understand. That's pretty bad. Hey, keep up the good work, guys.
Thanks a lot, Seth. Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to David. David, where are you calling from?
Winchester, Virginia.
Winchester, Virginia. Gross us out, David.
Well, back in the day, I used to work in the surgical field as a scrub tech in the OR. And we had a gentleman come in one day who had gangrene of the penis.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hate when that happens.
Yes.
And everything
it entails.
Oh, yeah.
I have to ask you one question, David. Was amputation required?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's it.
That was the only course of action. They had to turn him into a Ken doll, and he wound up dying like 3 days later from septic shock. But just imagine the nastiest blue cheese, rotten smell you could
A nice touch.
Okay, I'm putting him on hold.
Yeah, oh, wait, you have to.
That's another finalist.
He never got to take his flight to Hawaii.
We've got a few more here, and then we'll see if we get a winner this go-around. Oh, my God. That's the first one that got me.
Yeah, it's sort of hanging heavy in the air, isn't
hey,
it?
Hey, Beth Ann, are these making the airwaves?
Yeah,
Second day in a row I'm attempting.
We're good.
Oh, yeah.
No,
all right,
fine.
Very good. Let's go to Stephanie in Pennsylvania.
Solid as blue cheese.
Stephanie.
Hello.
Hold on, Stephanie. I'm trying to collect myself after the... after the gangrene call.
What is gangrene?
Gangrene is a blood infection, is it
not? Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with it from the movie Gone with the Wind. But
When you get a cut, like if it's from a rusty knife, you can get an infection at the site of the cut, and then it spreads throughout the bloodstream.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's a lot of times while Civil War surgeons would actually hack off your leg.
That's okay. Right.
I'm not sure how you would get it if you down in that particular area that the
Maybe
guy was
Maybe he was shaving.
That's done a lot nowadays.
A ring that was too tight, perhaps.
That's grossing me out. Stephanie, I asked for it. Gross us out. You're from where in Pennsylvania?
I'm near Harrisburg.
Very good. What can we do for you? You got a good story for us?
Well, I think so. I used to live in military housing in California, and my daughter would sit in the high chair that was infested with roaches and ants and whatever, you name it. Mm-hmm. And my daughter was in her high chair, and occasionally I would have to kill a bug that was climbing up the high chair.
Uh-huh.
And I was killing one, and she would be sitting in there eating her lunch. And I'm killing one, killing another, then I'd wash off the high chair. And you know how you can
Hey, Stephanie, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I have to ask this because I was wondering this on the show Verminators last night, too. Did you ever call an exterminator while this was all going on?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and it just
I don't call one, you call the base, and they call one.
Right,
but
okay,
that's
how it works.
It's tough in a situation like that, because if they don't spray every house, all the houses are virtually connected.
That's one of the things they had on this show, Verminators, last night, is you go into one apartment. If you're in an apartment building, you
Forget
have
it.
To find the source apartment.
Right.
Because if you don't, it's going to continue. The problem's going to continue. But go ahead. I interrupted
right.
you, Stephanie.
And there was an apartment below me that was bombed.
Uh-huh.
So they went everywhere.
Yeah.
So I, you know that on a heater on the tray, when you squeeze it to pull the tray out?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Well, after I had killed some throughout a week, I pulled the tray up, and I'm scrubbing it, and I can't figure out where these things are coming from. I turned over the tray, mm-hmm. and the little, I can't even think of the word, like the little...
eggs?
Well, larva?
There was an entire nest stuffed in the tray part where you squeeze it. And they were all coming out everywhere.
Thank you very much, Stephanie. It's not gangrene, though, so I'm sorry we're going to have to let you go. We appreciate the call. Let's take a couple more here. You know, one comes to mind from my house. We had one of those outdoor umbrellas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have all sorts of caterpillars that would nest in different areas.
Oh, yeah.
And
those bagworms?
And we didn't open the deck up at the house for a cookout until late in the season. And my father loved to eat outside, not
sure.
just like cooking ribs or anything. Mm-hmm. He liked to have any meal. And my mom had made spaghetti, and the sun was setting, and he went to tilt the umbrella
uh-huh.
down at an angle, and the nest where these like gypsy moth / caterpillars had been
right.
burst open, and went into the bowl of pasta. Thank you.
That's a good story.
Do I win?
Yeah,
do I get to go to the Nationwide 250?
No colostomy bag.
You remind me also of a story of my Aunt Lina when she was a toddler.
Aunt Lina?
Lina, yeah.
Yes.
And she was a baby crawling around, and my grandmother looked down and saw a little blood trickling out of her mouth. And she said, oh, my goodness, she's hurt herself. And so she went to my Aunt Lina, and she had spit out a tick.
Hey, we're doing better than the callers.
Pulled a tick off a dog and chewed it up.
Let's go to John. John, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Fairfax.
John from Fairfax, gross us out. Go ahead.
All right.
Tell us about your Aunt Lina.
Yeah. I was working first shift, and we had a guy on third shift who used to like to eat our pistachios. You know, you suck on them, you break them over.
Sure. Right. Yeah.
I like this story.
When we'd leave a half a bag, he would eat the rest. Really pissed us off. So what happens is we inserted six into the bad place, put them back in the bag. The next morning, he was licking his chops, buddy.
Oh, thank you very much. A good story, but we have to wrap it up, Rob. Play the music because we got to get a winner here. I know the finalists. Buzz, give us the four finalists or the three finalists we have, and then we'll pick a winner. The reason I'm doing this is I think we've got the clear winner today.
I think so, too. But we started with our finalist, with Ed from Maryland, whose dog pooped on his head. Chrissy from California worked in a restaurant, saw a homeless guy wash his socks in a glass of water and then drink the water. Chris in Idaho was on a flight, and a man's colostomy bag burst or leaked. And you really don't need to add anything to that.
No, you don't. And except the coffee grounds.
The coffee grounds
and
to try
vomiting.
To...
And the vomiting.
Yeah, people got sick afterwards.
Ensued. Okay, good point.
Wow.
And David from Winchester witnessed gangrene of a guy's thing and the subsequent amputation thereof.
I tell you, I like the gangrene. Mm-hmm. That was pretty good. You can very rarely miss on Gross Us Out with gangrene because we've been doing it for so many years.
Through its storied history.
I'm sorry. The bag bursting
absolutely.
On the plane.
Clear winner.
Yeah, absolutely.
Has to be.
Let's get him on the air here. Chris from Idaho, congratulations. You're the big winner on our very first Gross Us Out.
All right, thanks.
Now, Chris, was this a story told to you, or were you actually on the plane?
This was a story told to me.
Okay. Hey, Beth Ann, could you come in here for a second?
Still pretty good.
Because I'm going to give you a very nice prize here. And it works if you get a story that's told by somebody else.
Right.
You know,
imagine
if it's second,
the smell.
Third person, it doesn't matter to
you
us.
You can't hide it.
All right, Beth Ann, we've got all I have here is Series 250. What can we give this fine gentleman for winning Gross Us Out?
He doesn't want the tickets? Where's he from?
He's from Idaho.
Idaho. Can't make the race,
yes.
huh?
Yes, right.
Oh, that's a shame. How about? $50 in cash.
$50
that'd
in
be
cash.
Awesome.
That's nice.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Chris, great story. Stay off those Hawaiian airplanes, okay?
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. We'll put you on hold.
It's our economic stimulus program.
Very, very excited. Yes, $50. And,
we'll give him the cash as soon as Matt gets back, because Matt has all the cash with him.
I've got one pair of tickets to this auto race.
Yeah.
And that's this Friday.
Yes, it is.
It is, you're sure?
And we're still going, right?
Yes, Rob, we're going to go to all the races this year. You and me, no doubt about it. All right, we got to take a short break. When we come back, we will be talking to one of the greatest names in news, Vaughn Ververs.
Who?
Vaughn Ververs from CBSNews.com will be talking politics.
Uh-huh.
That's right. What do you do? Oh, and oh, yes, that's right. The second
the
buzz
second
of the
buzz
afternoon.
Of the day.
Oh, I forgot that, didn't I?
We got excited with the growth stories.
Yeah, that second one, I'm having trouble with that
I
buzz.
Know.
Yeah, we'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.